Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Simple Care podcast. My name is Stephanie Gagne. I am the host of this podcast. You can also find me on Instagram at Simple Care Steph, and I also make products for the website simplecareproducts.com. That is my product line, and I guess basically where the Simple Care name came from. And that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about today for the first episode, the actual first episode of this podcast. Just, I guess, wanted to give you a little bit of a background on me, why I'm doing this, where I came from, what I did before. Just to kind of give you some insight into what I'm doing and where I hope to go, I guess, with this. So, I will start with growing up in Dallas, Texas, which we say is a great place to be from. Love Texas, love my friends, love the food, but just kind of always knew that I needed a little bit, I guess, just something a little bit different. I don't want to say more because that's, I guess, inaccurate. Everybody has their own version of more. I don't know. I always just had a different vision for my life of being somewhere else. Had a lot of different interests growing up, tried a lot of different career paths. I spent time in healthcare. I worked in marketing for a international, very large cosmetics company. I actually spent a few years doing construction, drywall actually, with my dad, and actually doing drywall. And I did commercial real estate. I've literally jumped around probably as much as you can jump around in careers. I don't know. I always had a lot of interest and always kind of looked at jobs as an opportunity to learn a skill and not necessarily something that was going to define me or define the direction of my life. It was more an opportunity to learn something that I knew I would be able to apply to what I wanted to do later on. But I always knew that I wanted to work with food. I started cooking when I was probably 6 or 7. I loved to make lunch, dinner, whatever for my family. First thing I learned how to make was scrambled eggs, and I made breakfast for everyone who spent the night. I always had an interest in food and cooking, and I wanted to head that direction. I even built a website in probably 2007, very similar to what I'm doing now, where I wanted to do tutorials and cooking videos and all kinds of things that didn't even really exist at that time. I jumped around careers, eventually found my way to culinary school after, even building this website and trying all these different things. And I just, wasn't happy and knew I wasn't headed in the right direction. So I think it was about in 2009, and I honestly can't even remember because everything's just been a blur since. But I did go to culinary school. I went to Le Cordon Bleu in Dallas. It was an interesting experience, to say the very least. I also got a job in a wonderful restaurant there where I learned so much, probably more, honestly, than I learned in culinary school. Not to dig on education, but won't get into that. Anyway, I spent probably 6 or 7 years, I think, cooking in various places. Excuse me, I had to take a drink. After culinary school, I could only really afford to take myself on a road trip, and I wanted to really treat myself to finishing something, which, sometimes have a hard time doing that. So I took myself on a road trip to Colorado with the intention of heading all the way up to Wyoming, and never really made it that far. I kind of fell in love with Colorado once I got there, and decided I wanted to move there after I spent a week camping in my car and driving around and just exploring. I went back home, and 2 months later, I had sold a very large portion of my belongings and was headed to Vail, Colorado, where I had never really been, never experienced snow, and wasn't really sure what I was in for with anything. But, you know, I felt like I was kind of headed in the right direction, at least with cooking. So after Vail, I got a really awesome job opportunity to be a pastry chef in Napa, California. Which, let me tell you, if you don't know anything about the food industry, is a pretty big goal, I would say, for a lot of people, and something that was kind of a dream that I never really thought would happen. And so when the opportunity was handed to me, I couldn't really say no. I mean, I guess I could have, but maybe I'm not the type of person to say no, would be more accurate way to put that. But yeah, so I packed up my things and I headed to Napa, California, where I had never been and didn't know anything about. And that move was extremely stressful. The transition was extremely stressful. The job was extremely stressful. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. And everything kind of snowballed and led to me very quickly developing a pretty bad sleeping disorder. And that is, I guess, really the beginning of Simple Care, because that's how I basically started everything. It hit so quick, and I wasn't even really sure. I'm still not sure exactly why. it was all just so crazy and a blur. The first real experience I can remember when my sleeping got bad was, I think it had been probably 4 days that I hadn't slept, and I was kind of starting to lose it. Scared is a huge understatement. I wasn't sure how I was alive or how much longer my body was going to be able to tolerate not sleeping. I was so confused and exhausted, obviously, and didn't know what to do. And I remember walking at about 4 o'clock in the morning to the 7-Eleven down the street, just sobbing, in my pajamas. I didn't change. I don't even remember if I put shoes on. I went to 7-Eleven and I bought sleeping pills, crying while I checked out. Crying while I walked home, scared, didn't know what was going on, and the sleeping pills didn't work. And that was sort of the beginning of the worst period of my life, I guess I would say, worst period of my life. So for the first couple of years, the sleeping was so bad. I would say I would get about 2 hours of sleep if I was lucky. Then I would go 2 to 4 days with no sleep. Then I would get maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours of sleep. Go another 3 to 4 days with no sleep. Another hour, another 2 days with no sleep. And it just went on like that for years, to the point where I lost jobs, I had to leave jobs, I lost my home, I totaled my vehicle. I can't even tell you how much it affected my life in every single way. It ripped my life in half. It stopped me in my tracks And it made me want to give up on everything. I lost all happiness and drive and motivation to function and be in the world. And it was horrible. It was like living behind a glass window and watching life happen and knowing that you should be participating, but you just can't, and you're just not there, and things just don't feel real. And I tried so many doctors with, laughable results, pathetic, sad, I don't even want to get into how bad that experience was, and just the way that I was treated by doctors. A lot of people wanted to blame me for this, telling me that I did it to myself in, whatever way you can think of. I wasn't getting enough exercise. I wasn't eating right. I wasn't getting enough sun. I was stressing myself out too much for work or with work. I wasn't working enough. I just anything people could think of to blame it on, I guess, that had to do with me. It was a lot of the time what would happen. Which also made it feel very lonely, I have to say. But after about 6 months of the sleeping being pretty terrible, I was just fed up with the way that I looked. I was fed up with people telling me that I looked terrible. And I didn't have a lot of money because my job was so unstable at that point. And so I couldn't afford expensive products, and I really was very unhappy with the stuff that I was finding in the grocery store, to kind of help just not necessarily fix and cure everything, because that doesn't exist, and I'm aware of that, but just to kind of help prevent things from getting a ton worse and maybe slow it down, and if I can, improve things a little bit. And everything that I was finding in the store that said natural was very far from natural, or had so many things on it that I couldn't pronounce. And I was just thinking, if this is natural, why do you have to process things so much? Why can't you put the whole ingredient instead of an extract or, something artificial or a chemical? I don't know. It didn't make sense to me. And I knew that, humans have been around for a long time, and these chemicals really haven't. So obviously there are ways to do things besides the ways that we're doing things now. So I just got a lot more interested in ingredients, and even the effect that they're having on the environment, the effect that they're having on our health, how to do things differently, ways to simplify ingredients and just kind of go back to the natural ways of just taking care of yourself. And I don't know, I made a few things for myself and just kind of thought, there's got to be other people looking for this. And, not that I am, a skincare fanatic or, a beauty guru or someone who my life revolves around my skincare routine and my makeup pictures. That's absolutely not me. But I do care about taking care of myself. I do care about, whole body wellness. I care about, maintaining things and preventing things from going downhill. I think we all care about those things. And yeah, I knew that there just had to be other people out there that were looking for the same thing and that just wanted something simple that they can take care of themselves with. It doesn't have to be full of a bunch of bull crap shit, whatever. I don't know if cousin is okay on this. I just wanted to simplify things basically. So that is how I kind of started my first products. And my original idea was to make things that were multi-purpose and minimal ingredients, no processing, obviously no fragrance, packaged in recyclable, reusable containers, just sort of hitting all of the eco-friendly, natural bullet points. And I started blogging and doing social media and really fell a lot more in love with the process of teaching and educating and just creating tools and ways to share ideas with other people, I guess I could say is, I don't know, I enjoyed that so much more than selling products. I'm, you know, not a pushy salesperson by nature. I'm not the type of person to go up to you and try to convince you that you need something that you don't need, because I don't want anyone to do that to me, and I don't really fall for that, and that just doesn't come natural to me, and I am not the type of person that can do things that do not come natural. I have a very hard time lying, and I have a very hard time being a personality that is not me. Which is also why I have a very hard time copying other people and being like normal people. I've tried, it just doesn't work out. So, anyway, I actually had a decent amount of success with the products, considering I'm a terrible salesperson. I was able to get them into Whole Foods. I first got them into Whole Foods in Napa, and then was able to get them in Whole Foods in a few different locations in Texas. I worked with UrbanOutfitters.com. I was able to get quite a lot of press. But unfortunately, because my life was falling apart behind the scenes and I was sleeping, I don't know what, like 2-4 hours a week, like a ridiculously low amount, unfunctional amount, I couldn't do it. I couldn't manage the business. I couldn't manage other people. I couldn't manage myself. I was relying on the business for income, which is absolutely not what you want to be doing when you're building a business. But there was absolutely no way that I could build the business and work at the same time, because there were so many days that I couldn't even get myself out of bed. I couldn't even get myself from under the covers. I just there were a lot of days when I just sat there and wondered why the hell I was still alive. So kind of hard to be motivated to work and build a business and be positive and, you know, struggle financially with all of that. So, you know, I did what I could. So I was relying on the business for income. Thankfully, it provided enough income for me to live off of, but it made it pretty impossible to manage and grow as an actual successful small business the way that it should have been able to grow, unfortunately. And, you know, just kind of like cooking, where, you know, I unfortunately had to walk away from that career. Unfortunately, at the time, I had to walk away because it wasn't safe, honestly, for me to be cooking with the lack of sleep and just lack of functional brain. Was not a good decision. So I also couldn't. I mean, I was hysterically crying the whole way to work. I couldn't remember what I was doing when I was in the middle of doing it. And you just can't do things like that when you're cooking and working with fire and knives and feeding people. So, you know, I had to step away from the career that I had originally given everything up for. I had student loans. I had become a chef. This was my career. This was my definition of who I was. Something that I always thought I was going to be. And stepping away from that was, I mean, a gut-wrenching decision and hard to, I mean, it was embarrassing. It was, I didn't do it for a long time because I couldn't bring myself to do it. And, you know, honestly, a lot of that was for the wrong reason. I should have just listened to myself and done what was right for me and screw what other people think. And, you know, money can be replaced, all of that. But yeah, had to walk away from that career. But fortunately, it gave me time to kind of work on this, which is much more headed in the right direction of my, you know, overall passion. So, ended up being a good thing, but extremely difficult at the time. And then had to again, years later, step away again from my definition of who I thought that I was at the time. I pulled my products out of Whole Foods. I kind of quit going after retailers, and for a while I really quit posting on social media. I quit blogging. I kind of quit everything. And some of that is related to, I guess, something that doesn't have to do with me. My father, it sounds weird saying my father, my dad was diagnosed with brain cancer a few years ago. Pretty severe. I won't get into all of that, because it's not the most amazing, wonderful story to talk about right now. But basically he was diagnosed with brain cancer. He was given about 6 months to live, thankfully made it about 9 months, and then, very sadly, unfortunately passed away, far, far too early in life. And, yeah, to say that he was monumental in my life and one of the closest people to me is, again, a huge understatement. And that sort of, once again, ripped my life in half and tore everything apart and just made me kind of want to give up on everything for a long time. It was extremely hard to find the motivation to do anything. I mean, my sleep had improved slightly, but it was still, you know, not normal by any means. And then having to deal with watching my father decline and then pass away, it was just a lot. So had to do what was right for me. And, you know, I'm suffering the consequences of that a little bit. I can see that, you know, when you work very hard to build up, I guess, trust from people and attention from people, and then you just kind of go away, it sort of makes you an untrustworthy resource. And that's absolutely not what I want to be and was never my intention. And, you know, I got kicked in the butt by life a couple times and I didn't respond the best, but I have learned to take care of myself first, I guess. And, you know, I guess sometimes we have to go through pain and suffering to learn how to not go through pain and suffering anymore. And not to say that life isn't going to knock me down again, because, you know, if history has anything to say about that, it's probably going to happen again. But I think that learning I can respond better in the future, which is, I guess, you know, where, you know, the lessons that we all kind of hope to learn from the bullshit that we go through. So I say all that to say that while it was horrible and it still affects my life, and, you know, it almost took my life away, and it's just, you know, not a whole lot of good things to say about that. I think that it was kind of life pointing me in the direction that I needed to go. And yeah, so stepped away from everything to kind of find out what actually makes me happy. What do I want to spend my time on? Where do I want to spend my time? Who do I want to spend my time with? What do I like? What do I not like? And I have changed so much about my life in the past year and a half, I would say, since my father passed. And I don't know, reevaluation, man. It's something you just have to do all the time, I think. I left Napa and now live in Montana because snowboarding and being outdoors, rock climbing, backpacking, things like that are part of what makes me happy. They are part of what make me excited. They make me positive. They give me something to look forward to. And I need to give myself that. I need to allow myself opportunity to have that. So I moved somewhere to give myself the chance to have that as much as I can. Yeah, I've made a lot of steps to simplify my life. I work part-time as a private chef, and I work on my business, and I don't focus on selling products in the stores and contacting retailers and, oh my God, I have to sell everything. I do what I love, and I teach, and I explain, and I make videos, and I try to help other people simplify things in the way that it has helped me to simplify things. And I mean, that's what I wanted to do when I was a child. That's what I wanted to do when I was a teenager. That's what I wanted to do 10 years ago when I built that other website that was a thing that was not even a thing back then. And it's what I want to do now. And it's what I'm doing now. And so that is kind of my goal, I guess, with this podcast, is to talk about simple care. Sorry, I have to keep taking beverage breaks. So, simplifying life, I guess. I simplified things a lot for myself, in a lot of ways, and that's kind of what I'm hoping to do, is just share ways to simplify all different topics, from food to skincare to wellness, just general whole body care, but using natural things like foods and plants, because those are the things that I work with. Those are the things that I love. That is what I know how to work with and what I know about. And, you know, that's my goal, is just to share ways that I simplify things, and hopefully, you know, they can help somebody else out there simplify things too. I like to use ingredients in different ways. That's kind of what I did with my products, and that's a lot of what I want to do on here. Whether that's for food or for skincare, I'd like to talk about why things are good, what things are good, how we can use leftovers to prevent waste, just kind of general wellness topics. And then, you know, also things like meditation, fitness, and then, I don't know, just living a more natural life. It's kind of not really that broad of a topic, but I guess it's kind of broad topics, but, you know, simplifying all of those things. And the content on here is not going to be strictly vegan, because that is just not something that worked for me. But this is a very plant-based podcast. I am a plant-based person. My content is plant-based, and that is going to continue. Not to say that this is vegan, because that is just not something that worked for me. I was vegan for a year and struggled with it. Have not yet found a way to make that happen for me. But what I did learn from doing that was how to, I guess, eat far more plant-based. And that's also kind of, you know, something that I would like to do too is, I don't know, just focus a little bit more on variety in meals and finding a good balance that is maintainable and that allows for flexibility and allows you to have things that you want and things that you enjoy within reason, I guess. So, you know, I do eat meat. I do eat eggs. I do eat cheese. I do eat dairy, but I don't eat them for every meal. I don't eat them very much. I am careful about what products I buy, how the animals are treated, how they are raised, and I do my best to select, you know, carefully, thoughtfully, I guess, with things like that. And, you know, things like that can be a little bit more expensive, which makes me, you know, be a little bit more cautious with my decisions. So, you know, I know that the way that I eat and the things that I'm going to talk about are not perfect for everyone. It's not what I'm saying everyone needs to do. But, you know, this is just kind of what's working for me and what I like. And, you know, if you like it too, then I, you know, love to have you around. You know, love to have input from people and comments on anything that you want to talk about. My goal right now is to update on sort of a weekly schedule. We'll see kind of how that goes. Again, topics are going to kind of vary between recipes and talking about what I'm doing with different foods, different things with skincare, wellness, all sorts of topics, but again, with a very natural plant-based and food-based focus. So, if you would like more regular updates, you can find me over on Instagram at SimpleCareSteph. I'm also on YouTube at SimpleCareSteph. I've got videos and obviously videos on YouTube, but also on Instagram. You can kind of follow a little bit. I get maybe not more regularly. This actually might be updated a little bit more regularly than YouTube. And if you want to check out my products, you can visit my website, simplecareproducts.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter. And I would like to kind of, I guess, send out updates for when new podcasts and things come out, blog posts, if I'm doing sales, things like that. So you can kind of just keep up with whatever's going on and be notified when new things happen. So I guess I will end there. If you have any questions, you can definitely get in touch with me on social media. And yeah, I don't know. I thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you joining me here. And if there's, again, anything that you want me to talk about, any topics you want me to cover, please let me know. You can also email me, Stephanie@simplecareproducts.com, if you want to chat or have any suggestions. And I guess that's it. So I won't see you. I will talk to you guys on the next podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the Simple Care Podcast episode 1. And have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.